All right, folks, welcome back to Dopamine Balanced. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something seriously important, taking care of ourselves. Not just the take a bubble bath kind of self-care, although that's awesome too. We're talking about understanding the science behind self-care, how our emotions work, and what our bodies actually need to thrive. Ever feel like you're running on empty? Like you're constantly giving without getting enough back? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. We can change that. We can become masters of our own well-being, not just by indulging in occasional treats, but by truly understanding ourselves at a deeper level. Think about it. You wouldn't put diesel in a gasoline car and expect it to run smoothly, right? Well, treating our emotional needs like an afterthought is kind of like that. We need the right fuel, the right activities, experiences, and even alone time to keep our emotional engines running at peak performance. Here are 5 key takeaways from this scientific exploration of self-care. 1. Emotions are data. Think of your emotions as vital signals sent by your brain, telling you what's working, what's not, and what needs attention. Instead of trying to suppress or ignore them, learn to decode those signals. Are you feeling stressed, anxious, joyful? Each emotion is a piece of the puzzle, giving you valuable information about yourself and your environment. 2. You need variety. Just like a balanced diet isn't just about broccoli, though it's good for you. Your self-care routine shouldn't be limited to one activity. Mix things up. Maybe some days are for physical exercise, others for creative expression, and others for deep relaxation or spending time with loved ones. Experiment and find what truly nourishes your soul. 3. It's not selfish. This is a big one, folks. Taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. You can't pour from an empty cup. When you prioritize your well-being, you have more energy, focus, and compassion to give to others. Think of it like oxygen mask analogy on an airplane. Put yours on first so you can help others when needed. 4. Boundaries are your best friend. Ever feel drained after spending time with certain people or doing certain activities? That's your body speaking up. Learning to set healthy boundaries is crucial for self-care. It's about protecting your energy and making space for things that truly matter. 5. Listen to your body. This one seems obvious, but we often ignore those subtle cues from our bodies. Feeling tired? Take a break. Craving some movement? Go for a walk. Feeling stressed? Try deep breathing or meditation. Tuning into your body's signals can help you make choices that support your well-being. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom of 2 young kids who also works full-time. She constantly juggles responsibilities, feels overwhelmed, and is barely getting enough sleep. Sound familiar? One day, Sarah decides to take a step back and really listen to her body. She realizes she needs more downtime, so she starts setting aside an hour each evening for a relaxing bath or reading. She also makes sure to get at least 30 minutes of exercise most days, not because it's a chore, but because she feels energized afterwards. By prioritizing these small acts of self-care, Sarah notices a significant difference in her energy levels, mood, and overall well-being. She's still busy, but now she feels more balanced and capable of handling everything life throws her way. So, what are the biggest takeaways from today's episode? First, remember that emotions are valuable data, telling you what your body and mind need. Second, don't be afraid to mix up your self-care routine. Experiment with different activities until you find what truly nourishes you. Third, prioritize your well-being. It's not selfish, it's essential. Fourth, set those healthy boundaries. Protect your energy and make space for things that matter most. Finally, always listen to your body's signals. It's a powerful tool that can guide you towards a more balanced and fulfilling life. Want to take action right now? Go ahead and schedule some self-care time into your week. Even 15 minutes of dedicated, me, time can make a world of difference. Share this episode with a friend who could use a little reminder about the power of self-care. And don't forget to leave us a review. It helps others find their way to Dopamine Balanced. Until next time, keep those dopamine levels high and your motivation strong. You got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.